advice, opinion, wisdom, all three, and anything else you can throw at me so I can look like a better father.
Oh.
99 Buzz, Suzanne Zanny. So my son Anthony's a great kid. He's clean cut and he's got very, very much of a drive. He's driven to, started doing a little construction trade in high school. He's turned that now into working with a bunch of guys flipping houses and stuff, and now he's doing his first, and I have nothing. I got nothing. I got no opinions, no wisdom. Well, my opinion is I don't know what I'm doing. I have no wisdom. I have no advice for him. So I need you to fill me in. So when, you know, I mean, this, I mean, what, do, how do I, you know?
What? Okay, so what should you know?
Yeah.
What so do I you can know? Actually give advice to your son.
Yeah.
222-2899. What would you say to somebody who is starting out? Renting homes, buying homes, flipping houses.
Yeah, having tenants. Can you imagine one day when your daughter comes to you and says, "Mom," and then you're like, "Oh."
Yeah, she's asking me for advice on something I have no clue.
Yeah, not just math homework, but I'm talking about real life.
Well, I'll
stuff. You know,
I'll make it a future generations like you are right now.
I love it.
Lean on the Buzz listener.
That's right. Thank God for you guys. And calls come in. 222-2899. Everybody, so what's your generation?
Well, I'm 32, so I guess I'm technically Gen X.
That's fine.
Then why?
Then give me some what advice can you give me for my kid who's buying this property, this rental property?
Well, I think the biggest thing for him is the unexpected expenses.
Uh-huh.
If he buys a property and, let's say, the water heater goes, he's responsible for that.
Right.
So he might be putting money in his pocket by making money off this thing, but he also needs to plan for a water heater to go, windows to break, you know, what happens when the roof eventually dies. All that stuff's on him, so he needs to take some of the money he's making and sock it away for when those big expenses.
I've had the conversation of, are you covered? Is your insurance? Do you have, you know, how much are you going to profit? I mean, but I don't know if he realizes, and I don't even know where to start, like, he's buying in the city, so should I give him advice to buy glass block for his basement windows so he doesn't get broken into? Like, that kind of stuff. Like, yep. I know nothing. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. So you think one of the biggest things is his emergency fund?
Yeah, that's my, well, I'm an accountant, so that's what I first think of.
Ah! Awesome. You see a lot of people get in trouble because of that?
Well, not that type of accountant, but I have friends who do it, and everyone who does it says really the biggest thing is the financial aspect of it.
Right.
You need to be covered from a liability standpoint as well, but at the end of the day, when those big expenses come, you don't want to be putting $1,000 on a credit card because you don't have the funds to pay off a new water heater for your tenant.
Yeah, good angle. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. 222-BUZZ is the number. Got to keep this call here. Sandy, hi to Buzz. Good morning. How are you?
55 years old. I've been in the business for my whole life, and I'll tell you, the advice I have for you is don't do it. The tenants in Rochester are unbelievable. They're going to destroy your property. There's really not a lot of money to be made. If you think 100 here and 100 there is a lot of money, it's crazy. Now, to flip a house and to buy a single family home and flip it and make $20,000-$30,000, that's a lot better than trying to be a landlord. Because right here in Rochester, there's just no money in it.
Wow.
Your cost of maintenance is unbelievable.
Yeah.
What they do to your carpets, your walls, your hardwood flooring, they're insane.
Aww.
It's terrible.
I got it.
Is it tough, because the Rochester market is so strong, or we're pretty much even, right? When the housing market, this is what I hear. So this is good that you're on the phone with us. To flip a house isn't as profitable in Rochester than other places, I hear. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true, but you have to watch what you buy, because these auctions and these city houses where you're going to go, you think you're getting a deal for $2,500. Now you're thinking about, they stole all the electric. They stole all the plumbing.
Yeah, right, right.
You've got roaches. You've got bed bugs. I mean, your initial cost is insane.
So,
but if you can get a home that's a foreclosure and maybe a divorce, or, you know, God forbid someone died, there is money out there to be made.
You but know what I heard?
A landlord tenant, forget it.
You know what I heard he told me the other day? Listen to this. He's still looking at more places, right?
Mm-hmm.
He saw a house that was not in great shape. As a matter of fact, it had 2 feet of water in the basement.
Ooh.
It was nasty. And he inquired about it. And you know what he said? Someone put in a purchase offer on that house already at the asking price. That's how hard it is to get a house in Rochester these days. People are paying out the nose for it. They don't care. It's crazy. 222 Buzz.
Thank you so much for your wisdom.
Yeah, man. Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
Morning.
What's your generation? Give me some advice here.
I'm 30. This is Stephen James Construction.
Hey, Stephen Steve. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm renting out my old house now. And the first thing I did was what the other guy was talking about with all your expenses, water heater and all that.
Yeah.
I replaced the furnace, the water heater, and the roof.
Really?
Before I ever rented it out. Because those are the major things that are come back to bite you.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And that's quite a cost.
This is something that so many young millennials are taking interest in, too, right? Mm-hmm. Renting property, flipping homes. This is like a new almost trend for these kids.
He'd have a better chance of making money because if he's renting in the city, don't do it.
Flip it. He'll get it, fix it, flip it. But I think he will have tenants.
Okay, well that's good advice. So be careful of where you got to be cautious of where you would buy a house. Okay,
and who you rent to? I'd put in if they're going to rent out, have an application, do background check.
Yep.
Okay.
Good angle.
You making notes over here, Dad?
I'm overwhelmed. Let's just say that. Thanks for all the calls this morning. 98.9 to Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.